Let's get more reaction now to the Trump administration's announcement that it will cut off aid to nonprofits in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, and the president accusing those countries of purposefully sending caravans of migrants to the U.S., the worst of the worst, he said. Aid agencies in country say that's not true, that U.S. aid helps reduce the violence that causes migration. Here's Mick Mulvaney, though, acting White House chief of staff, challenging that thinking on CNN Sunday.
If it's working so well, why are the people still coming? Why are these historic numbers? Again, 100,000 people will cross the border this month alone. So I hear what you're saying, that people say it's working, but the proof is in the numbers.
Let's bring in Liz Schreyer, president of the U.S. Global Leadership Coalition. That's a nonprofit that supports U.S. diplomacy. Liz, you don't receive the kind of aid money we're talking about. You are researching how it works.
Thank you for having me, Robin. Yes, that's correct. We're an advocacy and education group, Robin. And Robin, what's important to understand is the conditions that are the underlying conditions of what's happening in the Northern Triangle region. These are countries that have some of the highest murder rates in the world. 50% of the populations in Honduras, Guatemala, live in poverty. So if you ask, you know, what, you can try to imagine why a mother or father risk leaving on these perilous journeys, it's because the alternative to stay is so much worse. So what our aid is doing, it's investing in the root causes that are driving people to leave their homes.
And not in the government. The government gets very little of this.
Very little. Most of this aid is going to nonprofits like the Catholic Relief Services, who are running programs that are about economic development, around stability, around trying to deal with the conditions of instability.
So about $500 million in 2018, the Obama administration increased aid to these countries, as they also had these surges in the spring. A spring surge is very typical. It's in between the cold season and the very hot season. But to Mick Mulvaney's point, to its critics, why does it not seem to be working?
You know, what's important to understand is two important things. First, this is it actually is a pretty small amount of money. In our federal government, we put in 1% of foreign aid, and we put in 2% of that 1% in the Central America region. We have cut it back by 20% in the last 2 years. It's like trying to put a Band-Aid on a big wound that's bleeding, so we are not investing very much. When we do invest, these programs actually work. Let me give you one quick example. Mm-hmm. The murder rate, I talked about it. For every 10 murders in El Salvador, 6 children come to our border. We have a program in El Salvador that we took it out of a playbook of Los Angeles in at-risk communities. We mm-hmm. take kids off the street. We give them vocational training. Those communities where we have these youth centers, 78% decrease in homicide rate. If we invest, the programs, they work.
Look, some people call it charity. The resentment is, why are we giving money to other countries? You say it's national security.
The American aid is not charity. This is about investing in our national interests. But these programs need a couple things. These programs, look at a place like Plan Colombia. In Colombia in the 1980s, that was a narco-terrorist state, a critical security risk for us. Today, because of a program that was run and led by a Republican, Democratic administrations, we invested with economic development. Today, that is not only a country that is a strong critical security partner with us, but also an economic powerhouse, which we export $15 billion to Colombia.
Well, and what would you say about the call for the governments to do more? We understand they are spending money, but these are corrupt governments.
This is where I agree with the administration. These countries do have to do more. Focus on rule of law, make sure their judiciary systems work. But one thing we should not be doing is pulling out our aid programs that are only going to, if we do that, is only going to exacerbate the unrest.
But what happens if that money does go? And do you trust that if it goes to those aid agencies, they're all spending it correctly?
Every taxpayer should worry about every dollar that we spend. But these programs, you have to look at who is supporting these programs. Our military experts support him. Look at somebody like former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. He was once the commander of SOUTHCOM, who oversees our military programs in the Southern Hemisphere. He said, if we can improve the conditions, the lot of life of Hondurans, Guatemalans, Central Americans, we can do an awful lot to protect the Southwest border. So every program needs to be focused on effective development, but if we invest it correctly, people will stay.
And do you expect the opposite will happen? They won't stay in their homes if the money and the aid agencies
go. I am very concerned that if we cut that aid, that it's going to exacerbate the unrest. People will leave if the violence continues, if they don't have economic opportunities, and if they can't put food on their table.
Liz Schreyer, president of the U.S. Global Leadership Coalition. It's a nonprofit that supports the U.S. getting involved in diplomacy. Liz, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Robin.